हाय, दिस इज एजुकेशन फॉर स्कॉट लूना, SCOTT, लास्ट नेम इज लूना, LUNA। डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 6/9/1965। डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 12/29/2023। डेट ऑफ सर्विस 2/15/2024। दिस इज ए न्यू पेशेंट विजिट। द पेशेंट हैज अ चीफ कंप्लेंट ऑफ पेन इन द नेक, मिड बैक, लोअर बैक, बोथ शोल्डर्स एंड numbness and tingling of the left thumb and index finger. History of automobile accident. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on 12/29/2023 at 3:30 p.m. as a front seat passenger. He was restrained and his girlfriend was driving. He reported that the accident happened on Paul, P-A-U-L, and Memorial in Detroit. The patient reported that they were stopped on a stop sign and they were rear-ended at a high speed of 40 to 50 miles an hour. They were wearing seatbelts, airbags did not deploy, there was a loss of consciousness for a few seconds. The patient reported it was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance also arrived at the scene. The patient reported that they suffered a closed head injury and and pain syndrome. The damage to the car, patient reported that the car was not totaled, only the bumper in the rear was broken and pushed inside all the way. The trunk is pushed inside and only the trunk and the bumper was totally damaged. History of presenting illness, patient reports of the following. Headaches are present, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, once a day, 1 or 2 times a day. And they are located front and the left temple, right temple, and they're off and on, and they're sensitive to light and noise, and they are associated with nausea. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported by patient are dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, nausea. He reports that there's no issues with the taste or smell, or ear ringing, no issue with that, loss of consciousness or seizure, no problem with loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, and there is no vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision. Patient also reported that they went to the emergency room on 12/29 for 8 hours at Dearborn Beaumont Hospital, where CT scan of the brain was done, was found to be normal. Cervical spine was also normal. Additionally, patient has complaints of anxiety, depression, panic, tingling and numbness of the left thumb and index finger only, and there is some shooting pain to the left upper extremity on the peripheral side of the shoulder and the arm, leading to the thumb and the index finger. Weakness and lightheadedness is present. There is no sleep disturbance, sedal anesthesia, or incontinence of the urine bowel, no trouble walking. Please use the chart for doing the ADLs and also the entire pain syndrome from the chart, including system review, including the relationship status, family history, and legal history, as well as the personal history. Thank you.
I'm not sure.